Right. Well,
From overall perspective, I think we're seeing most of our operators doing very well. 2011, very good year for everybody. Most everybody had good profits and were able to retain some working capital and go into 2012 with some capital to work with. And so overall, the financial health is getting a lot better than what we saw a couple years ago. And we're looking forward to another good year for our farmers. May not be as good as what we've seen in the past, but still should be a solid year for everybody.
A lot of those profits last year went into paying down debt, didn't it?
A lot of debt was paid down over the last year or so. And not so much just directly with the lenders, but also taking care of their payables that they had out there with some of their trade credit. So everybody's in pretty good financial health coming into this crop year.
Now, what about credit availability going into this crop year?
We got as much money as anybody wants to borrow right now. No, we do. Money is available for everybody. So good credit and good operations, good plans. We should be able to put together a plan and financing plan for anybody.
A lot of talk after the economic downturn that there were stricter banking regulations, that you guys had to jump through more hoops, and that caused a problem for credit availability. Everything resolved there?
Well, a lot of those acts, some of that affected more of the commercial banks. The farm credit system went through a lot of those changes back in the 80s and the early 90s when we did some restructuring in the whole industry. We weathered through the whole 2008 program with very little problems at all with any of our institutions. Greenstone itself, we're running at around over 14% risk-based capital structure. And we're profitable. Last year, we gave $23.5 million back to our customers. And we look forward to being able to continue that patronage program. So at least in the farm credit system, we weathered through this in real good shape. Our credit quality is as good as we've seen in a long time.
Land values are an increasing concern out there.
A lot of people have some concern about land values. We just have to take a look at it and say just what makes sense. We're hoping our operators are using that same type of a strategy. There's a lot of different ways to look at land. Some people are thinking we might be in a bubble. It's hard to tell. But we're looking at it carefully, making sure that the decisions that we're making with our customer are the right ones for them and it fits into their operations well.
Of course, a big factor in land value in dairy country is for nutrient management as well.
That's a lot of what we're seeing as far as a lot of our customers are looking at land as a way to be able to manage their nutrient as well as be able to control some feed production as well. So, we're seeing that probably being one of the major factors as far as what's driving land acquisition right now. Plus, anytime a 40 comes up next door that's been there for years, you're not going to let it go. So,
it's worth a lot if it's next door.
there's always something about that thing that's, if it's sitting right next to that 80 that you already own.
You seeing much plan for expansion, much talk for expansion up there?
We're seeing some moves towards some step expansions, just moving to the next level. And we're seeing, maybe just some refinement to their current operations. So we're starting to see some of those plans. Some of them were going through in 2011. We're seeing a little more this year, which is a good sign. It shows that we have some our operators out there, they're pretty confident in the way that their operations are going and the way they can manage through the process.
Speaking of operators, next generation coming in?
We're seeing a lot of transition planning being going on with a lot of our operators bringing in that next generation. And they're really doing it the right way. They're looking at it not only from the financial perspective, but they're also getting in there and looking at the legal side of things and setting together a plan that does this over a period of time rather than trying to do it all at one time. So we're starting to see that next generation come in. The thing that amazes me when I look at the Ag Census, the average age of our farmers over the last 10 years has remained basically the same. Mm-hmm. So it means we are getting that next generation into these operations. It's just really the best thing they can do is to make sure they can get the legal, the tax, and the financial consultants together and put together the plan that works.
Right now we're looking at milk futures in the $15, $16 range. It's, of course, $4 or $5 less than it was last year. What should a producer do, any particular steps they should take into account that milk price is not going to be what it was last year?
Well, first of all, they should always take a look for opportunities, whether it's with their processor or even using a financial advice, a financial firm, to look at ways that they can kind of lock in some of that margin and try and keep that cash flow as best as they can in that operation. The other things to look at is make sure that you're operating efficiently. The operating expense ratio is one of the things that really makes a difference is whether you're going to be profitable or not. Farming today is more of a margin game than it has been in a lot of years. If you can maintain a margin and it's always on the positive side, you're always moving ahead. So I always encourage our operators to look at ways where they can at least reduce the risk, the downside risk, as far as what may happen as far as prices are.
Is margin really a bigger factor now than debt per cow?
No, we still look at debt per cow. Depending on, and various operations can have a little bit higher debt per cow than others, all depending on their expense ratios and how they are managing their risks overall. But we do like to be able to see our operators keep their debt per cow in a manageable area based on their operation. So there's no one good number that we go on.
Still varies by farm.
It varies by farm.
So your lender has to know you.
That's one of the things that we try to do with all of our customers, is to sit down and really understand their operation. It takes some time to do that. It takes some time to sit down and talk to them about what's going on, what their plans are, what their goals are. Look at their financials and see what their history has been, and then move from that into what we can do as a financial plan to help them meet those goals.
All right. If people would like more information on Greenstone,
they can call 1-800-444-FARM, and that will get you to the local Greenstone branch office.